Do you know of any stories that tell connections between non-humans and Mormons?
Well, there's a lot of strange stuff that goes on underneath the Mormon temple. And nearby the Mormon temple, of course, is right in the heart of Salt Lake. And it has sub-basements upon sub-basements upon sub-basements. We've been in some of them. And it's been reported that right across from the Mormon temple is a downtown urban mall. I forget the name of it. And in the basement of the mall, numerous times, the cleaning people have seen large reptilian figures walking on two legs, scurrying through the basement of the mall. One of the temples, actually the Seattle Bellevue Washington Temple, when it was being built, some Christian colleagues of mine snuck into the when they were building the foundation of the temple, and put Bibles underneath the main pylons of the temple. And they also put a little booklet called To Moriah with Love, which was one of the first and best anti-Mormon books ever written. And then they poured the concrete over the temple. So we used to joke about the fact that temple was the only Mormon temple that was built on the Word of God. Then, you see, you got to realize temple dedication is a huge deal. The Mormon prophet himself flies in and prays this dedicatory prayer over the temple. And while he was doing that up on the hill overlooking the temple, there's all these pine trees. And hiding behind the pine trees were a dozen believers in Yeshua praying fiercely against the lying and deceitful spirits of Mormonism. So guess what happens? We found out later from several people who got born again that when people would go in, see, the Mormons believe that Almighty God himself walks in those temples. That's why they're so sacred. They believe that he's actually walking through the corridors, that he stays in the celestial room and visits his children that are there. And, you know, on and on and on. And many people in Mormon temples have experiences where they see dead ancestors. Like they'll go in and be baptized for their dead grandmother or something, and then they'll see old granny hovering up there in the ceiling saying, "Oh, thank you for finally, you know, baptizing me so I can join the one true church," you know, that kind of thing. And of course, all of these are demons. Well, so what was interesting about this Bellevue Temple is that people would start seeing these horrible crocodile, reptilian-like figures running through the hallways. And it freaked several people out to the point they got born again. And what we believe is that the prayers and the presence of the Bibles underneath the foundation was sort of scrambling these, you know, reptilians and demons or whatever they were from appearing as these benign relatives or as Heavenly Father or whatever. And so instead, the masks were being ripped off and they were being seen for what they really were.